What does cold calling mean? What does it mean? I mean, you're confused. I'm confused. Are people even still cold calling? Well, you asked me this question, so I'm going to answer it for you on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is the show that takes you inside business strategy. And today we're talking about cold calling, and you're wondering, what does cold calling even mean? Back in the day, when my grandfather sold stationery products, he sold pens and pencils to offices, it meant knock, 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 knocking on doors, and asking people if they wanted to buy some pens and pencils and paper and staplers and office supplies. That's what cold calling meant years ago. These days, most of the time when we hear people talk about cold calling, they're talking about calling people on the phone who have no knowledge of them or their product or service and trying to set an appointment either for themselves or for someone else to do business with them. In some companies, a lot of companies, there are inside salespeople and outside salespeople. So there's the inside salesperson who's an account manager, and they're on the phone all day long making cold calls, trying to get appointments for the outside salesperson, the person who goes and sits with the client and then tries to close the deal. Cold calling exists today to try and get appointments. Now, there's a debate as to whether cold calling is still effective or it's not effective. A lot of people these days are using social media. They're using LinkedIn. They're using all types of social media to do outreach that would normally take place on the phone as a cold call. In fact, many people are using cold email. And on my YouTube channel, I have some videos about cold email that can help you break the ice, make some introductions. But there are some industries and there are some hardcore people who still make calls on the phone. So what I thought I'd do today is I'll give you five ways that you can make cold calling easier. And then the sixth thing, the last thing I'm going to share at the very end of the video, is my 4H approach to connecting with people on the phone for a cold call. This is a foolproof strategy. If you want to get an appointment with someone, use this approach. It will work like a charm. All right, let's dive right into the content. And the first thing that we need to understand about cold calling is that you're essentially reaching out to strangers. So what you need to do is you need to take the person who's on the other end of the phone and you need to warm them up. You need to win them over to make sure that they're no longer a stranger. And you do that by always being pleasant, being upbeat. And if somebody's gonna hang up on you, they're gonna hang up on you. If somebody's gonna refuse to take your call, let them refuse to take your call. But when we say, what does cold calling mean? It means reaching out to people who don't know you, like you, and trust you. The second thing you need to know about cold calling is you're looking for a small outcome on a cold call. Don't go into a cold call expecting the person to spend $100,000 with you. In fact, don't go into a cold call expecting the person to spend any money. The outcome you should be looking for is you should get them to agree to a meeting with you or get them to agree to look over some information that you're going to share with them, get them to agree to a full-length appointment. Step number two, looking for small outcomes. That's how you win the cold calling game. You're communicating with people who don't yet know you, they don't yet like you, they don't yet trust you. You got to look for a small outcome. All I'm looking for is for the person on the phone to say, yes, I'm interested in what you have to say. Let me have you come over and talk to me a little bit more. There are three types of cold calls that work really well. And that's the third thing, the fourth thing, and the fifth thing I'm going to share with you. The first type of cold call is the pre-call. So what a pre-call is you call them up and you say, hey, I'm calling just to give you a heads up. I'm going to be sending you some information in the mail. I want you to keep an eye out for this information and it should get to your office on Tuesday. Can I set an appointment with you on Wednesday to review it with you? Now, when does this call work? Well, if you're in the business-to-business world, the pre-call works really well. If you call somebody up and say, hey, Mr. Smith, this is Dave Lorenzo calling from XYZ Company. I'm sending you a sample of our widget. I want you to take a look at it. It should get to your office on Tuesday. I FedExed it. Somebody has to sign for it. I'd like to set up an appointment with you for Wednesday to review the widget. Can we do that? That's what I call a pre-call, because you're calling them with no other intention other than to give them a heads up. Sometimes you will make a pre-call and you will say, Mr. Smith, I want to give you a heads up. We're hosting an event and it's for VIPs only. I FedExed an invitation to your office. You're going to get it on Tuesday. I just wanted to let you know that's coming on Tuesday. Please RSVP, please respond to that invitation right away, because I don't want you to miss out. I want you to be a part of our event. I want you to be a part of our celebration. So that's how you do a pre-call. The pre-cold call is really easy. It's hard to get an objection because you're not asking for anything. You're just giving them a heads up. That makes the next time you speak to them much easier. All right. The fourth thing to share with you today is what I call the dumb call. Now, sometimes this works, sometimes it doesn't. I only use this when I'm in a really playful mood, but it does work with some people. It especially works when people are nasty. So here's how the dumb call goes. And I can't take credit for this. I learned this method from listening to a very old, snarky sales trainer years ago. So the call goes like this. The person answers the phone. You say, John Smith, hi, how are you? I'm calling today to see, well, actually, you know what? I don't really know. I got a piece of paper here with your name on it and a phone number, and it just says that I needed to call you. You think you can help me figure this out? And he's going to go, well, what are you talking about? Well, I don't know. Mr. Smith, tell me about your business. What do you do? Well, you called me. I know. I'm telling you. I got a message here on my desk. It says, call Mr. Smith right away, and it has your phone number on it. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do. Help me figure it out, Mr. Smith. Now, that's a dumb call. You're playing dumb. Mr. Smith's going to tell you, I don't know what you're talking about. If he doesn't hang up on you and you can keep him talking, he can say, oh, you know, I was in the market for something. Tell me what you do, and you're going to tell him what you do. Oh, I was in the market for something like that weeks ago, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. So you can get him talking. The dumb call sometimes will work. I'm not sure how I got your number. I found it here on my desk. Tell me a little bit about it. You know, sometimes that will work. It's not my favorite thing. I do it when I get somebody on the phone who's really crabby, and they'll say to me, yeah, you know, I don't know what you want. Yeah, I hate these cold calls. And I say, cold calls? You think I make cold calls? I told you. The number was on my desk. Your phone number was here. Why do I have your phone number? And sometimes it works. The fifth thing that I want you to realize about cold calling, the final thing before we get to my 4-H approach, which is a no-fail approach to cold calling, is the follow-up call. The follow-up call is when somebody submits information or they requested information and you're calling to follow up. Now, you should never, ever think that anyone looked at your information that you sent them, whether you sent it to them electronically or whether you sent it to them in the mail. Nobody looks at any of that crap. But you're calling to follow up on the information. Hi, Mr. Smith. I'm calling to follow up on the packet we sent you last week. I know you got it because your assistant signed for it. Do you have any questions at all? Can you confirm that you received it? Can you confirm that you're looking for something like this in your business? All right, great. Let's set an appointment to have a conversation in more detail. Maybe you can take a look at it before I get there. Even if you don't, I'll review it with you, and I'll give you all the information you need to make a good decision. I'm calling to follow up on the information you requested. I'm calling to follow up on the information you received. I'm calling to check to make sure you received the information. I'm calling to confirm the VIP invitation you received. That's the follow-up call. All right, now we're up to point number 6, and this is the 4-H approach to meeting new people. The 4-H's, they never fail, and you can use it in any cold call. You're asking me, what does a cold call mean? It means you're trying to get in to get an appointment. Use the 4-H method. So the first H is helping, the second is happy, the third H is hero, and the fourth H is how. So let's go over the first H, helping. Mr. Smith, I'm here to help you. I want to solve the problem that you have. You filled out our form requesting X. How long have you had that problem? Don't give him the option of saying he doesn't have a problem. Or, hey, listen, Mr. Smith, I'm here to help. And realize, you got to realize that cold calling, you're just reaching out, offering help to someone. That's what you're doing. Selling is helping. So you're reaching out, offering help. Mr. Smith, I'm here to help you with the problem. You told us you had a problem with XYZ. How long have you had it? That's the question you ask. I'm here to help. The second thing is happy. You got to be happy. You got to be upbeat. Mr. Smith, listen, I know you're facing a world of hurt right now. I read the news in the paper about your company. I want to make things better. I'm here to help you. Will you let me help you? I'm happy. I'm upbeat. That's what my attitude is, happy and upbeat. Nobody wants to talk to someone who's down in the dumps. Always agree with anything they say and pivot to a question. Be happy, be upbeat. I don't have time for this. Oh, Mr. Smith, I understand you don't have time. I don't have a lot of time either. Can I just take 15 seconds and ask you one quick question? That's all you got to do. Happy and upbeat. Third is the hero factor. That's the third H. You want to make this person a hero. Mr. Smith, I can help you solve this problem for your company. You'll make more money. Hell, you'll probably even get promoted. The whole company's going to be grateful to you because I can give you the solution to the challenge you're facing. It's right here in front of us. Let's set an appointment so I can come over and show it to you. You've got to make this person the hero. It's not about you. You get paid. That's the idea. That person on the other end of the phone, they're the hero. The fourth point in the 4H model is how. The fourth is how. Mr. Smith, how can I put some money in the pocket of your business today? How can I put some money in your pocket today? I want to introduce you to somebody who can do business with you. It doesn't look like we're going to get an appointment. You don't want to set an appointment with me. I understand. How can I help you? I want to introduce you to somebody who could be your best client. Tell me, who's your ideal client? How can I be of service? I want to introduce you to somebody who can do business with you. Those are the 4 H's, helping, happy, hero, and how. If you want more information about how you can grow your business fast without cold calling, download my Revenue Roadmap Guide. Scroll down into the description of this video. You'll see a free gift from Dave right there. It says revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info. You can get my free business plan, which involves no cold calling. It's easier than cold calling. Hell, it's easier than hitting water when you fall out of a boat. All you got to do is download the Revenue Roadmap Guide. If you want more great videos on cold calling, how to avoid it, how to do it better, scroll down below right now, right below this video. You'll see another video. Click on that, and I'll see you in our next video.